Hello, Zach here. Anybody feel like taking a family trip? Well, that's good, because that's what we're doing today. Down Gilead Lane.
Get ready for our trip to Pennsylvania.
Hershey! Yay! Chocolate and
we're going to be making a side trip. We're going to try to track down the final obstacle in Hope's adoption.
Where are we going?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
I'm nervous and scared and excited all at once.
It probably could. It looks like a big metal dinosaur.
What are they digging with it? Are they looking for something in the ground?
No, they're digging a foundation.
A what?
A foundation. It's what you build the rest of the building on top of. Yeah. Well, I wonder what they're building. Seems an odd place to start construction, doesn't it? It's way back there next to the wood line.
This foundation is the bottom of the building?
Mm-hmm.
So why are they digging?
The foundation gets put down into the earth. It just makes it stronger.
That's weird.
Well, not really. Every building has a foundation, honey. A lot of people have basements in their houses, too. And those are sunk down into the ground.
They are? Is that why basements don't have any windows?
Yep, that's right. Foundation for a building has to be really strong. It's the support for the rest of the building. It's what holds everything up.
So they're gonna dig a huge hole in the ground? And then put the building inside the hole?
Well, sort of. But just the foundation part goes in the hole.
You know, there's a story in the Bible about foundations.
Yeah, there are a lot of stories in that book, aren't there? Whales, boats, snakes, and what'd you say? Foundations.
Yes, very good. There's a story in the Bible about foundations. It's about two different men and how they built their houses. One of the men built his house on a rock.
A rock? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Well, that would be yucky. Who'd want to walk around on a rock all day?
Yes, that's true, but rocks are also very strong. They ever tried to break a rock?
No. Why?
It's hard to break a rock. Yeah, it's a good thing to build your house on. Something that doesn't break or crack very easily.
And the other guy, what'd he do?
Oh, sand. Yeah, he built his house on the sand.
Sand? Now that would be fun. You could build the sand castles and it'd be all squishy and warm between your toes. I'd like that.
Well, sand isn't strong, Hope. When you build a sand castle at the beach, what happens?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I've never been to the beach.
You've never been to the beach? Really?
Nope. What's the big deal?
That sounds to me like we'll have to fix that this summer. We're going to make a trip to the beach. How's that?
That sounds great.
Good. Now, how about a sandbox? You ever play in one of those?
Sure. At one of the foster homes, they had one.
Uh-huh. And was the sand easy to move around?
Yeah.
Sure. Could you make a wall out of the sand? Or get it all to stay in one place?
Why would you want a wall of sand?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
Well, it would go everywhere. You'd have sand all over the place.
Right. And when it rains?
That would be mud.
So would it be a good idea to build your house on sand, you think?
No, it'd be gross.
Yeah, much better to have a really solid, strong foundation like rock.
Or cement.
Yeah, that can hold your house up. Well, it's like people. They have foundations too, you know.
John, phone for you.
Oh, okay, hon. I'll pick up in the office.
Okay.
Look at that. They're digging that whole place up with one machine. That's huge. I wonder if it has treasure in it. We should go and...
Hey, no, we shouldn't. We should stay here and get ready for our trip to Pennsylvania.
Right? Hershey! Yay! Chocolate!
Oh, boy!
No, really, John, the only thing we're waiting for is the parental rights form. We've got the forms that her mother signed before your family came into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to track down her father, and we're good. We think we have a lead. It's a good one, but it's out of state, and that means dealing with other state agencies.
Sure.
We've got to get in touch with someone at their local office to follow up, and, I hope it doesn't get too drawn out.
Where is this?
Pittsburgh. Well, just north of there, anyway.
Pittsburgh, huh? Now, listen, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania in the next few days.
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering... Just thinking out loud here, uh-huh. but if I were to make a side trip to Pittsburgh, You think that would help the process, you know, speed it up?
You know, it might. Let me do some checking and see if there's a conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know what I come back with. Right. But having someone there on the ground might just help move things along a little faster.
Okay, then. Well, you let me know, and we'll make arrangements.
All right.
Good.
Mom, do you know where my toothbrush is?
You don't know where your toothbrush is?
Well, I had it this morning, and then Hurricane Haley hit the bathroom with her packing, and...
I heard that.
I haven't seen it since then.
It's in the toothbrush holder, Michael.
Well, what's it doing in there? I always leave it on the back of the sink.
That's gross, Mike. You should put it in the toothbrush holder where it's clean and doesn't sit in water and spin. Ugh.
Yeah, so it can mingle with all the germs from everyone else's mouth.
Ew. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Mom, can I have my own toothbrush holder?
When we get back, we'll talk about it. Now, everyone needs to go and finish packing.
All right.
Oh, yeah, and pack for a few extra days, Kelly.
Huh? What?
Yeah, we're going to be making a short side trip. I figure just a day or two, maybe three tops.
Oh.
I've already cleared it with the kids' schools.
Right. Where are we going?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Really? That's the home of the Steelers. Mm. Will we see the Three Rivers?
Whoa. Hold on there, Mike. We won't be there for longer than a day or two, but we'll do our best to soak up Pittsburgh culture while we're there.
All of it, though? Not just sports?
I've got to make more room in my suitcase. Green sweater and black pants.
Haley.
Oh, but Mom, Pittsburgh's got one of the best teams in the division.
Okay.
I mean, the best team in NFL history came out of Pittsburgh in the 70s.
Oh, really? You don't say, huh?
Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swan, and Mean Joe Green, Franco Harris.
That's very interesting, Michael. But now, can you go and pack so we can get to Pittsburgh?
Sure. Hey, Tim, we're going to Pittsburgh.
This is going to be a very interesting trip. It's been a long time since we've made a big trip with so many kids.
Well, that is true. Should make it fun.
Do you know where my hairbrush is? I think it's in the bathroom.
Mike, are you bringing word poppers to play in the car while we drive?
Oh, yeah.
So, now that the kids are all occupied, you want to tell me what happened with Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Well, social services did a little checking. And as long as we allow the social services division there to make the initial contact and be present, I'm able to help the process along. So we're going to try to track down the final obstacle in Hope's adoption.
Oh, I'm nervous and scared and excited all at once. John,
Mary, we've been through all of the what-ifs, and they aren't helping anything, right? So you've got to just let this rest in God's hands.
I know. It's just, there's so much at stake. I feel it, John. Hope belongs with us.
Sure.
She's such an important part of our family. Now, if her father decides that he wants to be with her or that he thinks that he...
I know, Mary, and we'll cross that bridge if we ever even come to it. For now, though, I do think we need to talk with Hope about how far things have gotten. I mean, she should know why we're going to Pittsburgh.
Oh, I agree. Just settle down. Sit down for a minute.
So what's up, Dad?
I do have some more packing to do, so if we can make this
All right. Everyone has things they need to work on right now, but your mother and I thought it was important to bring you all together and talk about Pittsburgh.
What about Pittsburgh? Are we going to Heinz Field?
Oh, no.
Michael,
no,
this is far more serious than that. This is about Hope.
Oh.
All right. We've already talked with Hope about this, and she wanted to share it with all of you so that we're all, well, together on this. And you see, we're working through the legal system on what to do next to adopt Hope, and the next step is finding Hope's father and getting his permission to adopt her.
What about her mom? She doesn't want me.
Now, Hope's mother has already signed papers releasing Hope into foster care and relinquishing her rights.
She doesn't want me. No biggie. Oh.
Well, no, we don't know what her situation was or that she really didn't want you, Hope. It might have just been best for her to let someone else raise you. That doesn't mean she didn't love you or...
It's okay, really. So we're going to Pittsburgh to find my dad, make sure he doesn't want me, then I can live with you.
Hope, it's not that we're trying to make sure people don't want you.
We want you, Hope. Mm-hmm. That's very important for you to know right now. Yeah. And that's why we're doing this. We want you. We just want to make sure that we're doing everything right so that in years to come, no one can say we missed something.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever met your dad, Hope?
Nope. Really? I can't imagine. I don't know what I'd do without Dad around.
What's the big deal? I never had a dad. I'm fine. So So what happens when you find him?
Well, we need him to sign papers.
Yeah. So we know he doesn't want me. Then what?
Hope, we don't know that he doesn't want you, honey.
Hey, it's okay. Mike, did you say they make ketchup in Pittsburgh? Really?
Well, yeah. It's very famous ketchup, too.
Think we can go see them make it? I like ketchup. It goes with everything.
Oh, we'll see, Hope. We'll see.
How's your headache, Mom?
Oh, it's fine. I'll just be very happy to have some peace outside for a few days. Mm-hmm. It'll be nice to have a break from all the construction.
Oh, I agree.
Here.
I am so sorry, Mary. With such short notice, this was the only hotel available. And what are the chances they'd be expanding the hotel with construction right next door?
Well, at least it feels a little like home.
That's true.
And there's no construction in Hershey, so you did have a few days apiece.
Well, and besides that, the hotel assured us that the construction would end promptly at 5. And we'll be gone sightseeing most of the time, so it'll be fine.
There you go.
Speaking of sightseeing,
yeah?
Did you know that the Pittsburgh Steelers are the first team to get into the championship as a wild card and then go on to win the Super Bowl?
And really? Did you know that Pittsburgh has over 100 bridges within its city limits?
Did you know that the first baseball stadium ever was built in Pittsburgh?
And did you know that disposable razors were invented in Pittsburgh?
The first World Series ever was played in Pittsburgh.
Gene Kelly and Mr. Rogers were from Pittsburgh.
Guys, if we could...
The Steelers used to be the Canton Bulldogs, and then they were purchased by Art Rooney Sr. for $2,500.
Boys, Mike, Tim, if
Pittsburgh
you could just
has
give me...
one of the best places in the world to pig out.
It does?
Yeah. It's this deli place that puts coleslaw and french fries right on the sandwiches. They're huge. I saw it on TV last week.
Well, wow. That sounds like a good way to end the Pittsburgh trivia contest. Oh. Shall we try this place for dinner?
Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds
okay.
Good.
Uh-huh. I'll pass on the coleslaw, but the fries on the sandwiches sounds good.
Doesn't it, though?
How big were the sandwiches?
They were so big, this guy couldn't get his hands around it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, look, he just he's stunned.
Look out, Tim! Here I come!
You totally soaked our clothes over there.
Yuck, I don't want to be splashed.
How about we sit over here in the whirlpool? What's that? It's like a big bathtub that... Oh, well, here, sit down.
Whoa, cool bubbles. That's awesome, I almost float.
It is nice and relaxing.
Look out, cannonball!
I can beat you.
No way.
Yeah, well, now that you're over that little water thing you had going on,
Cannonball Master. Here I go.
So, Hope, how are you feeling?
Why? Do I look sick? Is something wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. I just wondered if, well, how you are feeling now that we're in Pittsburgh and we're so close to your dad.
I don't know. Pittsburgh's okay.
Do you ever think about your dad?
No. Why?
I don't know. I can't imagine it. So I guess I'm trying to figure out what it would be like.
I don't know. It's not really a big deal.
But isn't it important to know your dad?
Why?
I don't know. It's just, well, moms and dads are important to kids.
Is this that thing Mr. Morrison was talking about with foundations?
Huh?
Your dad was telling me about people and foundations the other day. When we were looking at Mr. Key's yard and all the guys were digging, he said that buildings all have foundations.
Yeah.
And then he said people did, too.
He did? Well, yeah, I guess you could say that.
So, what's that mean?
I think he means everyone needs something strong in their life. Like, Mom and Dad taught me everything I know about, well, everything. And without that...
So, moms and dads are part of a kid's foundation?
Well, yeah, lots of things are. Like school and friends and, yeah, parents and grandparents, too.
I won!
You did not! I did!
What?
Haley, come over here and judge the next race.
Be there in a minute. You know, Haley, you're lucky.
Why?
Because John Morrison would never leave his kids someplace and not talk to them again.
Planetarium was so cool.
Yeah?
When they turned out the lights and you could see the whole sky, That was awesome.
I know. The stars are so bright. And when they moved, that was amazing.
I wish we'd had time to go to Hershey Park before we left.
I know, Mike. We talked about it and we tried to fit it in, but we just couldn't. There may be some other things we can do here, though. We'll see. Now, where were you thinking we'd go for lunch today? Anyone have any ideas? When your father gets done, we're going to meet him somewhere for lunch, so...
You know, Mrs. M, I hope Mr. Morrison finds my dad today. I have a few things I'd like to say to him.
Oh?
Yeah, like, why did he leave? And why didn't he care?
Well, now, Hope, you know...
It's okay. I'm okay. I just think it's cruddy he left me, and I want to tell him that.
But, Hope, we don't know.
I know! Everyone keeps saying we don't know, but we know he didn't even call or anything. I haven't even met him. That's cruddy no matter what.
Honey, we need to wait and see what happens.
Never mind. I'm fine. Hey, Mike, what about that place with the hot dogs? The one that uses a gajillion pounds of potatoes a week?
Hope, now I think we should talk about this.
Potatoes? What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I do. It's this place in Oakland that makes French fries. Lots of French fries. They say an order of fries comes with every meal and that each order fills a whole cafeteria tray.
Are you serious? That's huge. And we're in the land of ketchup. Ketchup, fries?
Hope,
we have to go.
I want to talk to you about your father.
They say they use like 10 tons of potatoes a week.
Excuse me, it's John. Hello? Yes? How did it... Oh. All right. We'll see you there in a few minutes, then. He's back at the hotel waiting for us.
What happened? What did he say?
He said he had news and he'd tell us when we got there. That's all.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Mr. Morrison. How'd it go? Did you find my dad? Did he sign the papers?
Well, yes, Hope, I have news, and I have a lot to talk to you about, honey. It's pretty big stuff, and I'd like to talk to Mrs. Morrison about it first. Is that okay with you?
Sure, I guess.
We'll only be a few minutes. Why don't you kids get ready to go to lunch, huh? Mike and Tim, you two know everything about Pittsburgh. I'm sure you can come up with some place we can eat.
Sure thing,
right.
Dad.
Thanks. We're going to just take a quick walk, and then we'll be right back, okay? Everyone all right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I guess so. Good.
It's all right, Hope. Don't you worry.
I'm not worried. Well, that was weird.
What?
Them talking about me.
No, Mom and Dad just need a few minutes.
Yeah.
It's not weird. Don't worry, Hope. It's all right.
Why does everyone think I'm worried? I'm fine.
Oh, John, that's awful.
I know. And it really hit me hard, too. I just can't... No, I'm sorry. I don't even want to think about it.
But what does that mean?
I don't know, Mary. I have no idea how this is all going to turn out. I just know that tomorrow's going to be a very big day, no matter what.
Oh, John, if we lose Hope...
All right, no, we won't, Mary. God knows. We need to pray about this. He knows all of it.
You're right. Let's pray right now, before we talk to Hope.
Oh, yeah.
I need God's peace before we tell her this.
I agree, honey. I hear it. Oh, God. Our Father. We come to you today with heavy and fearful hearts. We're so scared for Hope and everything she's gone through, and we don't want to lose her.
Hope, it's okay to sit down.
What? Oh, no, I don't want to sit down.
Everything's going to be okay.
I know that. I'm fine.
I'm not sure you're fine, Hope. It's okay to be nervous.
I'm not nervous. Why do you think I'm nervous?
Because you're pacing back and forth and won't even relax long enough to take a breath?
Yeah, well, this is big. But I'm not nervous. I'm fine. What if he wants me to come live with him? So, how'd it go?
Well, Hope, come on, why don't you sit down?
Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm okay. Just tell me, would you?
Well, Hope, we found your family.
Okay.
Yes, and we know a lot more about your father and why he never got in touch and what's happened. But there's a lot more to the story than that.
Okay. Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't.
So he didn't even want to talk to you? That's nice.
No, Hope. Hope, that's not it at all. Actually, I talked to someone who knew your father.
Knew?
Your father's not alive, Hope.
He's dead?
Yes.
So that's why he never found me? He was dead?
No, not really. Your father just passed away not too long ago. It was in an accident.
An accident? Like a car?
No, Hope, not a car accident. Your father was a firefighter, and he died after an accident while he was saving a little girl.
So, I don't understand. What's happening?
Well, your father just passed away a few weeks ago, and his parents didn't even know about you.
Did he know about me?
Yes. Yes, it seems he did. Mm-hmm. But he didn't know what to do about you.
What to do about me?
Well, he was young, Hope, and a little scared and didn't know what he should do. Sometimes people run away when they get scared.
I scared him away?
Oh, no, Hope. You didn't scare him away. Just parenting is a big responsibility, honey. It's a lot of work, and it's a big job raising a child. If you don't know what you're doing, well, it can be scary.
Like being a foundation?
What?
Moms and dads are foundations for their kids, right, Haley?
Yeah, sort of. Hope and I had a talk about people and foundations.
I see. Well, parents are a part of our lives, and an important part, just like teachers and friends and neighbors. But they aren't our foundation, Hope. It's like this. If we're looking at a building being built, there are lots of parts of it, right? Walls and a roof and doors and windows, they're all part of the building, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Parents and friends and teachers are like that. See, they're part of you, and they're important to your structure, who you are. They aren't the foundation. The foundation is where you build your house.
On the sand or on the rock?
Right. Good girl. That's it exactly. Even a house with a really strong beam and walls and roof can fall down if it's built in sand. It's got to be built on solid ground.
The rock.
Yes. And that rock is Jesus Christ. Remember, we talked about him at Christmas and Easter.
And dinner and breakfast and bedtime. You guys talk about him all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. That's because we choose to build our lives on him. So he is what everything in our lives is about.
He's our Savior because he saved us from our sins. And we want everything we do in our lives to be about him and about what he wants for us.
Okay, I think. So this Jesus guy is a rock?
The Bible does call God that. It says he's our rock and our fortress and our deliverer.
Like pizza?
No, Hope. From our sins.
So what about my dad? This guy, whatever. So now what? He's dead. Do I come live with you or what?
Well, not quite yet, Hope. We still have some papers to get signed.
Well, how could he sign them? He's dead, right?
Yes, but his brother isn't. He gave me something for you, Hope. A letter.
From who? This guy's brother wrote me a letter?
No. It's from your father. It seems he wrote it before he died, and he'd asked his brother to try and find you.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes, but he didn't even know where to find you. He was trying to figure out what he'd need to do when social services got in touch with him.
So, what's in this letter?
Oh, we don't know, Hope. Here. It's yours. We aren't going to read it without your permission.
But I can't read. Do I have to?
No. You don't have to read it until you're ready. If ever, okay? It's up to you. If you want, we can just put it away right now. Hold on to it.
It's okay, Hope. You don't have to do a thing tonight. We have the letter. There's nothing stopping us from holding on to it. You don't even have to make a decision now.
No, ma'am. No, in fact, why don't I just hold on to this for a while, huh? And if you decide you want to read it, that's just fine.
Okay, that sounds good. So, what happens next?
Well, we still need to get the papers signed. We have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Why? I can't go live with my... With him, he's dead.
No, no, but his parents or his brother, they need to sign the papers.
Why?
Well, because they're his family, and that makes them your family, honey. They need to sign the papers to allow us to keep you.
So they sign them and we're done?
Sort of.
Sort of? What?
Your father's brother. He'd like to meet you first.
What?
He asked if he could meet and spend some time with you tomorrow. He asked if you could have lunch with him.
Oh, no! The story just can't stop there. Well, what can you do? We're out of time. I guess we'll have to wait until next week to find out what happens with Hope. Well, there is one thing you can do in the meantime. You almost know what I'm going to say, don't you? You can go to the CBH message boards, check into the DGL Cafe, keep the conversation going about what you think is going to happen next. Now, if you haven't been there yet, you got to check it out. Just make sure to get your parents' permission first. Then go to cbhministries.org. Click on message boards and go to the DGL Cafe. We'll look for you there. Today's episode, Sand Castles and Storms, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell with technical assistance provided by Chris Serbaugh. It was directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gunley. Music provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. And I'm inviting you back next time for another walk down Gilead Lane.